Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. We have a fantastic young man on the program tonight. He just got back from Mobile, Alabama, because he participated in the 2024 Reese's Senior Bowl. He also was a standout freshman at Georgia State, and he wrapped things up also with 2023 first-team All-Sun Belt honors. It's none other than Travis Glover, the standout offensive lineman. Travis, you've been knocking this thing back out of the ballpark since you arrived in college, and you finished with a fury down in Mobile, Alabama. Congratulations. What was that experience like for you, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you. That experience, it was a great experience, especially to be down there from coming from the Hula Bowl with what they say is better competition, just to go down there and compete with those guys in front of many different NFL organizations. It was just really a blessing for me to be able to travel down there and just compete.
Yeah. And, you know, and one, you know, the Hula Bowl invite is satisfied enough. Was there any point of Hula Bowl week during the practices or anything where you got the idea that the Senior Bowl was on the horizon? I mean, when did that kind of become a reality to you?
I really didn't know. I mean, once I wrapped up the Hula Bowl, I came back up here where I'm training, and I know my agent had told me that I was the next tackle up if anything happened, so I really had no idea until I got the lady from the front desk while I was working out brought me the phone of my agent. He told me that I was going to be going to the Hula Bowl, and I just kind of caught by surprise, but it was a great surprise.
I'm sure it had to be a wonderful surprise. And for you, this is probably one of the first times Hula Bowl and Senior Bowl where teams get to know you as an individual. They've been watching your tape and following your career from the get-go, but now they get to know you as a man. What was that like for you to get to know these guys as they kind of question you and talk about what you bring to the table? How satisfying was it that you see those NFL shields and logos on their hats and jackets, and they're addressing you as a man, and they want to know more about you?
Yeah, definitely for me, I would say definitely like an unreal moment, especially growing up watching NFL your whole life, and just to be sitting down talking with those team and they're getting to know you, and I'm telling them about my life and my family, and they're telling me about different things of how they see me, about how I play, and they see me as a good player, and just all of it just coming into fold, just really like, it's a blessing to me. It's just the opportunity that's in front of me. I'm just grateful.
And you're taking the most of it, man. That's definitely you. You are not leaving anything left to chance, Travis, as you've been knocking it out of the ballpark thus far. Were you always the bigger, better athlete from the get-go, or did it kind of take a little bit of time for you kind of to grow into the frame that we see you at now?
Yeah, I've always been bigger. My whole life, I've always been bigger than my peers, my friends, my cousins. Even coming into Georgia State, I've always been bigger. And I think I've always been pretty athletic, but especially coming into college, getting to know workouts, especially being around skilled guys, seeing the way they move and just kind of coming into my own athlete, especially as I came into college learning football and that whole nine. It's just kind of been a great little journey for me.
Wonderful. Once again, Travis Glover here on the C2P breaking down some NFL draft with this young man. Now, there's not a lot to discuss in terms of what teams don't know about you. They've just got two full weeks to interview you and watch you in practice. But in your words, Travis, what do you think they're going to love about you when they watch your tape? What are those characteristics that just pop off the film?
Just a guy that really knows football, a guy that is very, like, violent with his hands. I try to maximize my hands usage and blocking. I think I've got pretty good feet. I kind of move well out of space. And I play hard.
Man, you do play hard, and you got the size of physicality to back it up. Anything going noticed? Could have been maybe the system you ran. Maybe you didn't pull more. I don't know. Down pass pro, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe you're great in the community. Anything to add that they don't know yet that they need to know?
I really say it's a lot that going noticed, especially the way I approach the game, the way I prepare, the way I play. I mean, especially like you said, different players. The Georgia State ran a lot of inside zones, so it's a lot of stuff that I haven't really got to put on film. I know we had a lot of great opportunities to stay, just getting out in space, running, and knocking people over. So that was always a plus. But I say it's a lot to know about me that people probably still don't. And hopefully I'll get the chance to show off when I get to the NFL.
Yeah, and it's so close, man. I mean, we're sitting here on the 8th of February, a couple months away. And now you're going to be hoping, and maybe you received it, I don't know, but you know, there's now you're going to be hoping for that NFL Combine invite. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything as far as NFL Combine invite. Nothing.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, you know, there, you know, each chapter there's going to be a combine tonight. There's in your pro days, and then where you're going to work out. There's so much just integral little things,
yep,
milestones to conquer as you build towards this. Once again, Travis Glover breaking down what he brings to this 2024 draft class as one of the top offensive linemen. Now, you've played in a variety of roles, and they had you work in distant systems down in Mobile, Alabama, and the Hula Bowl. Where do you feel most comfortable? If you could, and I know if a team wanted you to punt, you'll be the punter. But for you to be most comfortable, where do you really enjoy playing the line? Where do you, I guess, get the most satisfaction out of it as a player?
Really just being on that football field, like you said, if I had to punt it, I would. I mean, playing tackling the guards, I like really, like I said, any position, just guard that play. The left side has been a place that I spent most of my time on, so the left side is something I really prefer. Familiar with, whether it's tackle or guard, I kind of like that. But the right side is how I started out my career playing right tackle. So just any way I can get on the field and provide for a team and play, that would be best for me.
Excellent stuff. How about this one, Travis? Outside of the game of football, do you have any hobbies or interests or other passions?
I don't know. I'm kind of a creative person. I remember one time I had started, like, making rugs, like with a little turfing gun and stuff like that. But nothing really. I kind of just, my free time, I just kind of sit back and chill, maybe try to watch something, learn something new. I like to learn. That'd be one thing about me. I like to learn and just explore different things.
I love it. So you started making rugs?
Yeah, like with a turfing gun. I seen it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I had some time, so I bought the stuff. And I think I made like 4 or 5 rugs. I still got the equipment back home.
That's kind of crazy. And you just saw it on TikTok, and you're like, I'm going to give it a whirl. And then, lo and behold, you made 4 or 5.
Yeah, once I made, I was like, I really just did that. It was pretty cool, especially because you can make whatever you want, whatever you like. You just chase it and go.
That's excellent, man. That is cool. Well, listen, man, we appreciate your time tonight. I told you we wouldn't take up too much of your time, so we're about to wrap it up, and I know you're busy, and we do appreciate this. But before we let you go, we call it 3 and out. They're just some lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, looking back at your collegiate days, what coach from Georgia State had the biggest pet peeve during practice? Something that would perturb them, and you guys might catch some wrath if you did it during practice. Something that they had a pet peeve about.
Probably Coach Mike, scrum coach. He came in last year. One pet peeve he had, especially on the practice, well, really any time we was on the field, no walking on the field. No walking on the field between the lines, between the white lines.
How about this one? Usually the offensive linemen are the bigger, beefier guys on the team, so I'd assume the appetites go with it. Who had the biggest appetite amongst that O-line crew, and what was one of the craziest meals you've seen throw down?
Ooh, last year probably be center, his name Alec Johnson. He still got a huge appetite. I see him eat a lot, like 20-piece wings, some fries, maybe a hamburger in there, and some cheese sticks or something.
That's great. And that is fun stuff. And then kind of, I guess, sticking with the idea of food, draft day, draft weekend, if you will, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. I assume you're going to be surrounded by family and dear friends. Who's the best cook in your family, Travis, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as a celebratory meal as you celebrate this next journey?
I said the best cook would definitely be my mom, man. She makes amazing chicken wings. She got like a house special flavor that I would love for her to make. That would be great.
Ooh, nice. What is the house flavor? I mean, what's it kind of, is it a, is
I don't
it
know.
Sweet,
it's
sour,
like
hot?
Sweet, spicy, like sweet, ooh, spicy, got like lemon pepper. I don't know. It's amazing.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, your mom is on the clock for the house flavor chicken wings. And Travis, you are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. You've been a pleasure to watch down in Mobile, Alabama, and I hope you're a pleasure to watch as we move forward in the National Football League. But continued success, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you allowing me to come on here and speak.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Travis Glover, the standout from Georgia State. And you guys know me. I always have my own little pet peeves. And this kid's an all true freshman at 2019. And I just think guys that can just step in from the high school to collegiate level and they follow a career path or they keep building. There's one thing about Glover and guys like that. They just keep building their game up. And he goes down Hula Bowl. What's he do? Builds off the Hula Bowl, gets invited to the Senior Bowl. These are the kind of steps I always talk about when you watch the transition from guys go from the collegiate level to the next level. So I think he's going to be a guy that we're going to have fun watching on Sundays. Fabulous career. And if you haven't listened, you're going to finally come to realize seems like a fabulous young man. As always, appreciate you guys joining us on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.